So, between now and the next few hours, there'll be a lot of partying. And there'll be a lot of partying, and the world will be in celebration. There'll be drinking, and there'll be fun, and there'll be festivities. And some of us will be watching the longest name of a TV program ever, Dick Clark Rockin's New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest. Man, that took me out of breath. And so many of you are waiting, and I'm standing right here between you and all this fun. And some of you are saying, Gary, I can't wait for you to shut up. And my wife, I'm sure many times she can't wait for me to shut up. And so I'm not going to be long tonight. And whenever preachers tell you they're not going to be long, you need to worry, because that means they're just trying to warm you up so that you don't get all antsy in them. But really, I'm not going to be long tonight. But as I was thinking about it, it says in a few days from now, many of us will be back at work. In 2 days from now, many of us will be back at work. Next week, Sunday, we'll be back at our 11 o'clock service. 2 Mondays from now, teachers will be back in school and students will be back in school. And then in another 3 weeks, it'll be Martin Luther King Day, and then another month and a half after that, it'll be Easter. And then right after that, it'll be time for summer vacation, and we'll be preparing for summer vacation, to go on summer vacation. And then right after that, it'll be time to go back to school, and then it'll be Thanksgiving. And then it'll be Christmas, and then we'll start the cycle all over again. And I want to ask you a question this morning. When you think about that, does this come to mind? Does this come to mind that we're in the circle, and you start out and you're like, okay, I'm going to do good. And then life happens. And then Easter comes around. And then summer comes around, and you go around, it's Christmas, and you start over, and like, and then this year is going to be different. But then you start to cycle over again, and you go, and you go, and you go, and you're going around a circle, and it comes around to New Year's Eve, and then again we do start to cycle all over again. It's like on a hamster wheel. The bad habits that we say that we're going to get rid of never changes. It changes for a little while, and then it cycles back over. And we say, oh, are we going to get rid of these bad habits? And then the struggles that we have, the things that we're struggling with, the secret things, the strongholds that we have, we're like, okay, this is the year where I am going to get rid of that stronghold. That hard old bread is not going to bound me anymore. Just one more slice. And we're back again. And the same dreams and the same desires. Every year, unmet. The same struggles, every year, unmet. Same resolutions, every year, unkept. And I want to tell you this morning that in many ways, tomorrow, even though it's a new year, will be just like any other day. The sun will rise in the east, and the sun will set in the west. Some of you made resolutions, and you'll keep it. Some a few months, some a few weeks, some a few days, and some a couple hours till that chocolate cake gets offered to you. And you go on the cycle again. But tonight, I'm declaring to you that that doesn't have to be your life. I'm declaring to you that it can be different. I'm declaring to you that it can be different, but it won't be different unless you do something different. You see, for most of us, we're trying to depend upon willpower to break us out of this cycle. But the problem with willpower is will. Pastor Will is listening. Not you, Pastor Will. It's our will. And the thing about our will, it's governed by our emotions. And our emotions go up and down, and so our will go up and down, and so there is no consistent power in our will. So willpower will cause us to be on that circle one more time and just keep going around in that circle. But I'm here to tell you today that I serve a God who is greater. I serve a God who's strong. I serve a God who's higher than any powers, especially the powers of will. Willpower. And I'm serving God today, tonight, I'm telling you that He can break through your strongholds. He can meet those prayer requests. He can do that. I serve a God who says He's into making all things new. And He says it all over the Bible. He said to the Jews in Isaiah, He's like, look, in Isaiah 43, I'm making things new. I'm making things new. The things that used to be doesn't have to be anymore. I'm making them new. And then he moves on and he says, and even at the end of Revelation, when he's bringing this new heaven and earth, he says, look, guys, I'm making all things new. We serve a God who's into new, who says that cycle does not have to be your cycle. He's like saying, I want to give you a new cycle. I want to change it, and I want to make it new. And he says, I want to break through. And the cool thing about my God, and your God too, if you serve him, and if you know him as your personal savior, is that he's into rebirth. He's into rejuvenation. He's into restitution. He's into reconciliation. He's into all kinds of re-stuff. Because he's making all things new. And he's into refreshing. And so some of us are sitting here today and we're feeling kind of depressed. And we're kind of feeling like tomorrow is going to be just like any other day. And my God is saying, look, I am making all things new. And I can make your situation not your old situation. I can make your relationship not your old relationship. I can make your fill in the blank, whatever it is, not like your old, because I'm a God who's into making new out of old stuff. And there's a song that says, he's bring beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. And so he's saying tonight that he's saying he wants a people around you. He wants a people around me. He wants the people that I'm around. He wants all of us to be in a new circle, in a circle that's a better circle than before. He wants of us to get out of the old routine. He wants to establish a new routine. He wants to break those bad habits and establish new good ones. He wants to get rid of those old struggles, those struggles that you've been carrying around year over year after year. And he's like, look, I'm giving you new opportunity. And he wants to restore your relationships. So right here, right now, you were given some cards when you came in here. And on those cards, I want you to write three things. A prayer request. Something that you believe God is calling you for. And the second thing is a desire for the new year, for a person, somebody that's a burden on your heart, or for a place, or a thing. Whatever it is, just whatever you're burning for, is like, God, in 2017, I will be much, I'll be, Lord, much obliged. I'll be ecstatic if this changes in 2017. And he's saying, the third thing I want you to write is an area where you want victory over, an area that you want victory over in your personal life. I mentioned before earlier, some of you might not have been here, it could be an addiction, could be you know what it is. It could be a relationship that you are the perpetrator in the relationship. You are the one who's causing problems in the relationship, and you know it. It could be some area of sin that Satan just got you. And every time you walk by that catalyst, he just grabs you. And you pray and you pray and you pray and you pray and you pray. And you walk by and he just grabs you. You write that down. Don't write your names. And here's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to have this box right up here. And in this box, we're going to want, and so if you want to, you probably want to write two cards to remember it. We want, as a church, to pray over every one of those requests. But this is just a start. When you come back next week, we are going to tell you, we are going to inform you, you're going to work through the scripture together about how this 2017 will not be like 2016. It will not be like 2015, 14, 13, 12, going all the way back. It's going to be different. It's going to be new, because he wants to move you from that old circle to a new circle. And when we're going to talk about a series called The Basics, where we're going to go through that. But right now, right here, if there's something that you want only me or the rest of the pastoral team, just write beside it private. But everything else, we're going to create a list. And we're going to put that list together. And we are going to pray over these prayer requests for the period of the next year. And when we pray over it, we want to hear the God stories about how God is delivering through the power of prayer to change your old reality into your new reality. I serve a God who's really into that. And I know some of you are thinking that I don't see how it's going to be different. See, I prayed about all this stuff before and it hasn't changed. And by the way, if you guys tell me that you haven't, I don't believe you, because I've prayed about stuff and I haven't seen it come through. And I'm sure you have too. But I'm declaring to you that this year is going to be different. When we go through the basics that we're going through in the next series, you'll see how it's different. But it starts right here with you saying, God, I need you to show up in this area of life. And some of you don't believe me, but I want to tell you that here's what God's word said. He says, now to him who's able to do far more abundantly all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works with us. The praise team is going to be singing. They're going to be singing a song that deals with freedom, a place of freedom. And that's a place that God wants us to be at, in a place of freedom. So as they're singing and writing, singing and playing, I want you to write. And as you write, if you want us as a church to pray over your strongholds, to bring it up and to put it in this box right here, and we're going to pray over these strongholds. Could you just rise with us as we sing this song? If you need to sit to keep writing, you can do that too. But just, if you're finished writing, just rise with us as we sing this song.
Amen.